Hi, it's Haley from the newest Lady Jane's Haircuts for Men in Oak Creek. Come see me today. Haircuts are just $20. Lady Jane's, Oak Creek on Howell Ave, just south of Puth Road. Walk in anytime, 7 days a week, even Sundays. Lady Jane's, it's wicked awesome.
For your sports talk fix every day from 4 to 6, it's Scalzo and Brust. For your sports talk fix every day from 4 to 6, it's Scalzo and Brust. For your sports talk fix every day from 4 to 6, it's Scalzo and Brust.
Live from the Gruber Law Office, One Call, That's All Studios at Radio City.
Party, baby.
This is Scalzo and Brust. Woo. Presented by Bud Light.
It's a party, baby.
On 94.5 ESPN and Wisconsin On Demand.
It's a party, baby.
By the world's greatest beer, Bud Light. He is big time Benny Bruss. Reports from Madison are that he was dunking on people on Saturday on a charity basketball game in which Ben Bruss and our teammate Matt Hamilton absolutely destroyed Jim Rutledge's squad. Of course, Rutledge and Hamilton 2-4, 100.5 ESPN Madison, and Brust literally dunked on some people.
That's a really, really nice report, because they left out the first half in which I went up for a fast break and a knee buckled and I front rim stuffed myself on a dunk attempt.
So you went 1-for-2 on dunks.
That's my career average in college. I was 2-of-4.
All right, we are also joined by Gabe Neitzel. In case you've been listening all day, you've heard Gabe Neitzel all day long. Well, let him explain why here in a moment. But first, Josh, like, how can I help Ben if he can't even help himself? Like, I'm trying to start the week off positively, building him up, pumping him up on that dunk attempt, and he takes himself out.
It's because I strive for greatness.
He's just the fake modest. He wanted you to talk about him dunking, but he's got to report it just to do the cute smile at the camera.
The fake modest? There's nothing fake about being real with what happened in the game. Didn't shoot very well, but I hustled. And I had a really nice monster dunk at the end.
The only time
it wasn't on anybody. It just was in fast break and nobody in the gym saw it coming, and I slammed it home pretty good. Good moment for the old 30-year-old.
Cool. The only time Ben Brust will do this modesty thing is when it's involving basketball. I think everywhere else, he kind of is happy to take the praise and have it heaped onto him. But the basketball thing, because I think he's most confident there, he's like, it was okay.
No, but I'm losing confidence in my basketball abilities, Josh. So I don't know about that. I think this it's not fake. I don't know why you call it fake modest. I think this is all modest. Where are we coming up with fake modest here?
I mean, that's the thing, is when you are actually really, really good at something, then it's easier for you to take yourself out. We welcome in Gabe Neitzel as well, who is doing a marathon day here on ESPN Wisconsin, starting with Jen, Gabe, and Chewy, 7-9 on ESPN Milwaukee. You were on with Wildy and Tausch, 9-noon across these very stations. Homer and Tony on ESPN Milwaukee from 2-4.
You forgot a specialty show from noon to 2.
Specialty show from noon to 2 as well.
Yep, with Greg Matzik.
With Greg Matzik, who is also going to be participating in your Mac Fund Marathon Golf Day. So you're kind of pairing up the Marathon Radio Day in accordance with the Marathon Golf Day. Tell us what you're doing, Gabe.
Yep, so the Ringer Golf Event, which is something I've done. This is the fourth year I've done the Ringer Golf Event for the Mac Fund, is coming up on Thursday, April 28th. I'll be out at the Bog Golf Course playing 100 holes of golf to benefit the Mac Fund. So got to raise money leading into that event to benefit the Mac Fund. That's what I'm doing here, because it takes all day to play those 100 holes. I'm hosting all day here on 94.5 ESPN, and a couple of times I've made the appearance on 100.5 ESPN in Madison. And if you text the keyword MAC, M-A-C-C, to 800-990-3776. You can help me raise money for the MAC fund because a donation page can be sent directly to your phone, and then you can donate. And whether it's a dollar, whether it's $5, and people donating in those amounts all day long, if that's all you can donate, every little bit counts in that fight against childhood cancer.
Can I do something self-serving?
M-A-C-C, M-A-C-C. You know what? If you spell it wrong, too, we'll figure it out. Send MAC to 800-990-3776. Help support Gabe. Help support a fantastic cause. All right, Ben, what are you doing here?
Oh, geez. I could have just waited just a little bit longer for you guys to get it out there. 800-990-3776. Text MAC, M-A-C-C. I felt like I had to do that after I jump in. Gabe, is your calendar available? Like, are you able to access your calendar?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
You know, I talked about that Milwaukee versus Madison golf event.
Yep.
I am now co-captain for the Milwaukee team. I need you and Steven Watson, hosts of On the Tee from 6 to 7, which you can hear us following on 94.5 ESPN from 6
You're
to 7.
You're listening to Scalzo and Brust.
I mean, guys, what are we doing here?
What
I know
that,
it's a
Josh?
Monday, but what are we doing here?
July 29th. How does that look?
I mean, just do this off the air.
We're getting our butts kicked by Madison. I need go.
What do you mean?
It's an event. It's like a Madison versus Milwaukee thing. And
for charity?
No, for pride.
I mean, do this off the air. What are we doing right now?
I just wanted to check his availability. He's a busy guy.
Yeah, I am available.
Yes.
I can make that work.
Woo!
I mean, Ben, do you know how to talk? You do realize that I know he's on the air a lot, but Gabe Neitzel does exist outside of these radio airwaves.
I call him a lot.
Okay.
I call Gabe more than you actually probably think.
Yeah. One of the times you call him, ask him to take out his calendar, and you guys can book this golf date. You're basically just asking him to play golf with you.
I mean, for a good purpose.
Yeah. Well, no, not for a good purpose.
No,
for a fun purpose.
For a fun purpose.
Fun purpose, yes.
My God. Speaking of golf, we had Masters Sunday over the weekend. Ben Brust on Friday let it be known that he despises Tiger Woods. He decided, in order to try to break the Ben Brust jinx, he was going to take the number one ranked golfer in the world with a 5-stroke lead heading into
Saturday. I jumped
in
way before the 5-stroke
lead.
No,
you did not. Heading into Saturday, Scottie Scheffler became your guy with a 5-stroke lead as the number one overall golfer in the world, simply so you could come back today and celebrate that, hey guys, I rooted for a winner. Now, before you do your boasting, I will just give my opinion, because I'm sure you are going to take this in a direction that I can't even imagine. But I thought it was one of the more boring Masters in years. I thought that Scottie Scheffler, as great as he is, as automatic as he is, sort of exemplifies why you don't have stars the way you did with a Tiger Woods or even a Phil Mickelson or some of the other golfers out there. You could throw Spieth in there as well. Rory, like, he's... And I give him credit for it, right? Some of the best players of all time. The Tim Duncans of the world. Like, Tim Duncan, great player. One of the best of his generation. Kobe was a far more entertaining person to follow than was Tim Duncan. Scottie Scheffler, just a boring guy. And it never got, like, there was no ups and downs. You barely even worried about him, I guess, after the first two holes yesterday when Cam Smith looked like he was making a push. But until the 18th, when he missed those two gimme putts at the end, and you're like, is he going to puke all over himself here? It was boring. And then he finishes. He hugs his lovely wife. He was completely in control of his emotions, just like he was the entire day, which again is a benefit to him and a credit to him as a player. But as a consumer, it was just all a little boring.
Greg, you're starting to sound like some of our Packers callers who said they're sick of winning 13 games, they're sick of going to the playoffs. I mean, I feel very strong to sit here as Scottie Scheffler's number one fan, knowing that I am getting to root for the number one guy in the world who acts as the number one guy off the course as well. He's a class act. Plus, you're judging...
Oh, God, you don't know him at all.
He's a class act.
What are you talking about? He's got his Bible study. That's how he met his caddy. I mean, those two connected and bonded very well.
picked up on a Jim Nantz story. For the first time ever, he actually listens to Jim Nantz. Not when Jim Nantz extends an invite to attend the Masters. No, when he's standing on the 18th tee, he's listening to a Jim Nantz story for the first time ever.
And I couldn't be so more proud to root for a guy who, like you had said, when adversity...
No, you're totally right. Everyone who's religious, there's no transgressions with the Catholic Church. That's for sure.
Did I call out the Catholic Church? You went there.
No, go ahead. Continue. No,
again, it's not even about that. It's about how he handles himself on and off the golf course. And I can't wait.
Boring.
If winning is boring, sign me up, baby. Scottie Scheffler's going to sweep what do they call that? Is this the Grand Slam of golf? What do they call that?
I mean, you serious right now?
He's gonna win the Triple Crown?
He's going to win all four majors?
Yeah.
He's going to win all four.
Do they call that? Or has that ever been done?
It's the Grand Slam, yes.
Oh, baby. Scottie Scheffler.
You could do the Tiger Slam as well, but that's winning four. The guy's
25 years old, and you want to call him boring. I saw you look down and say, he's boring. Well, again, if winning is boring, sign me up for the smooth, silky 6-3 stroke of Scottie Scheffler, and I'll watch that sexy golf swing every Sunday and watch him collect trophies while you cry and say it's not entertaining enough. Love Scotty.
I mean, I'm not crying. My point is that it was a boring Masters tournament. I think most people would agree. I think you're being oddly defensive about Scottie Scheffler because you realize how boring it is. And yes, the Packers win a lot. That might be boring, but you know what's not boring, Joshy? A pill sling from Aaron Rodgers. You know,
a stripe from Scottie Scheffler.
No, it doesn't.
A chip in when he needed it on four.
Yeah, and you know what? That wasn't even the most electric shot of the day. No. Rory stole that because Rory at least has a little bit of life to him. Yes, Scottie's Tim Duncan.
So now
and
you're, now you're celebrating
fans,
mediocrity.
And Spurs fans
you're celebrating
love
Rory McIlroy? I'm celebrating a champion. Jacket champion. You're celebrating
so
a cool hole
trying to make jokes on these. It's like, I don't know what we're doing here, but yeah. I'm just saying the most entertaining portion of it. You're right. Congrats to Scottie Scheffler. I'm not taking anything
away from
him.
First time I heard you say that.
I'm not taking anything away from him. He's a very good golfer. Shout out to Steve Stricker for unearthing him and building his confidence in the Ryder Cup. But beyond that, like, yeah, he's a boring guy. Like, you're going into 2003 with Tim Duncan as your favorite player and you're tying yourself to him over the next
few. It's going to be great.
I agree. You're going to win, but it's just going to be boring as hell, and that's okay. That's what you want to do. I'll ride with speed. You love Tim Duncan.
Yeah, and so what's wrong with the big fundamental of Scottie Scheffler? The equivalent of the bank shot to the best 5 to 15 foot putt.
Scottie Scheffler's fundamental.
5 to 15 feet? Pretty good at putting. That's pretty fundamental.
Gabe is listening to us talk, and he's literally like, everything you guys are saying is wrong right now. Go ahead, Gabe.
Other than Scotty is boring.
He's boring.
He's boring.
Yeah.
He's a pretty boring guy. Nothing wrong with being boring. He's tremendous at what he does. On Super Bowl Sunday is when he finally picked up that first win. He's made like $9 million in the last 8 weeks.
Pretty boring.
Pretty good.
$9 million.
He is boring.
But to Greg's point, like, what emotion? He chipped in a nine. He chipped in on three. And like righted the ship, and he wasn't really even leaking. It was more Cam coming after him. He goes par, so then he chips in, and there's nothing.
That's why I love him. Stone cold, Gabe. He's stone cold.
He's the exact opposite.
Nothing rattles that guy.
The exact opposite of you.
No.
Everything you love is energy and fun and
Scotty and I balance each other out. Like his
Scotty and I.
Yes. Me and Scotty, however you want to put it, Joshy. I mean, he's the perfect golfer for me to watch because I'm too high energy. Then on Sunday, I can just stay relaxed and watch. I can just watch Scotty just go through the golf course with ease and not put me through stress. Like, he is my favorite golfer, and I will put my name on Scotty's. Can I buy Scotty gear?
Stop saying Scotty. You've said it 300 times.
No. You know what kind of gear you can buy, though? The gear that he was wearing. Guess whose gear he was wearing?
Tiger Woods gear.
Not until the Scottie Scheffler clothing line comes out next week.
You think that Nike is going to release a Scottie Scheffler clothing line?
Absolutely.
Is that what the prediction is right now?
Is going to be buttered in the next 10 years. Not a guy who's limping up and down the Masters is barely going to be able to play in the Open Championship.
Tiger Woods will continue to be far more popular, far more cool than Scottie Scheffler ever will.
Yeah. Yeah.
When he plays four tournaments a year.
And they stopped selling Air Jordans when he retired, too.
Mm-hmm. I don't think, did Duncan ever have a shoe? I don't think so.
I don't think so.
Kawhi's got some New Balances, though, so maybe Scheffler finds something there.
I think, you know, if Scotty's the type of guy that I think he is, Skechers golf shoes could be a good one for him. Very comfy, very reliable, just like him on the golf course.
I was shocked that Tiger was wearing FootJoys. I mean, that was just, that came out of nowhere.
Well, I mean, FootJoys, Bridgestone, he's changed. He's not what he was anymore.
I think it's just like the orthopedic sense of FootJoy providing what he needed.
But you'd think
Nike would have been able to provide him with something, even in like...
They did release a statement on
that. If Scotty had issues, they would have taken care of him.
Very vague.
I do... Greg,
just had to get your
nose
from there.
Greg, you mentioned how Ben saying Scotty has begun to annoy you to an incredible extent.
Josh DiMaggio placed a bet just... To, what,
yes,
spite
twice,
me?
Twice.
You've been against him twice?
Twice, yes.
Suck it.
But let me get to my point here. My mother texted me unannounced last night at 8:30 p.m. I dread hearing Ben gloat tomorrow about who won the Masters. And then 2 minutes ago, Ben's already made my ears tired.
Yes. Because he keeps just yelling the word Scotty yes. in the microphone. And again, this is Ben Brust jumping on the Scotty yes. Scheffler bandwagon as the number one golfer in the world, up 5 strokes heading into Saturday of the Masters. And Ben goes on the airwaves, you know, there's been 5 players that have five-stroke leads going into Saturday. Only one has blown it.
That was off the air. I called you on your way to Dubuque and told you that.
Okay.
So I was all Scotty. All Scotty all the time, baby.
Hilsey asks, is this the purest example of Benny the Fraud? I don't know if it is, but it's close.
No, it's not. Like, literally, I gave you that nugget on a Saturday morning on your drive to Dubuque because I was all Scotty, and I am all Scotty.
Do you think maybe you were just trying to find things to justify?
Okay, wait. You're all Scotty. Now Scotty's number one super fan. Can you name me one other event that he's won?
The Kapalua.
It's incorrect. Cam Smith won at Kapalua.
Oh, well, it sucks that, Cam Smith didn't use his winnings from Kapalua to get better to chase down, said Scotty Scheffler.
Burn. Got Cam Smith there.
Bridgestone Invitational?
It's not a thing anymore.
WBC, was it?
That's boxing.
RBC? Is that what you're going for?
RBC Heritage is this week.
Yeah.
Look, Scotty won the Masters, and I'm here for it.
800-990-3776. Text us there. Call us there. It is the First Midwest Bank Talk and Text Line. First Midwest Bank, a division of Old National Bank. And make sure you text the word MAC there so we can get you the fundraising link to help support Gabe Neitzel. Greg Matzik, a fantastic call with the MAC Fund. We will keep talking Masters with Scotty Scheffler's number one supporter, Ben Brust. Plus, we'll get into the Milwaukee Bucks, who now have the easiest path ever to an NBA Finals. Shout out to them for losing their way into the 3 seed. Well done, Bucks. We'll hit it all. It's Scalzo and Brust, presented by Bud Light.
You're listening to Bud Light Scalzo and Brust.
Go ahead, Ben.
No, look.
You try your best. You got it.
That was so mean. It's not even funny how mean that was.
Scalzo and Brust.
Josh, answer the phone.
Subscribe and listen to full show podcasts available free on Apple, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
The Scalzo and Brust family wants to punch Ben Brust in the face collectively.
I feel it collectively, even with Gabe Neitzel here.
Gabe is like the nicest guy of all time, and he's starting to get the feeling like he wants to punch you in the face.
Hey, but instead of punching Ben in the face, how about you donate some money to the MAC Fund instead? Text MACC to 800-990-3776, and you can have a MAC Fund link sent directly to your phone. You can donate directly from your phone. We make it as easy as possible, as I have been on the airwaves all day trying to raise money for the MAC Fund, Hope for Kids, and the fight against childhood.
I couldn't agree more with that.
Every time you want to punch Ben in the face, just donate a dollar and think about the greater good. Instead of releasing your anger, you can be made happy by improving the lives of
pretend
children.
Pretend it's like a kissing booth, but you get to punch Ben Brust in the face, but all you do actually is text MAC to 800-990-3776 and donate some money for a great cause, of course. MAC, helping fight childhood cancer.
I feel like I'm primed for like a pie-in-the-face situation at a Scalzo and Brust family reunion.
Well, we have to have one first.
I know. You,
that's step one.
You vetoed a couple of my ideas.
Never vetoed any of your ideas. You've never come to us with an idea.
It's not true.
He's pantomiming things, hoping Ben Greg remembers a reference.
Thank you for translating.
Yeah.
I don't even know what the reference is. Drinking baseball.
Baseball.
Are we serious right now? We were at Broken Bat Brewery. Raising money.
Yeah, we had an awesome event.
I wanted that to be the Scalzo and Brust family reunion.
But we didn't do that for us. We did that for the Miracle League. My point is we like you wanted to take a charity event and make it about us. I'm saying let's do the charity event for the charity and find another time to do the reunion.
That's fair. That's a good point. I didn't think about that.
I mean, it's not like we weren't there. It's not like we didn't invite the Scalzo and Brust family. Maybe
a lot of them showed up and were great.
But I'm saying, like, if we want to do an event, like, let's do the event.
Would you rather have me in a dunk tank or a pie in the face? Like,
again, Josh and Hartland, not the official and unofficial voice coach of the Scalzo and Brust family, chimes in and simply says, Ben, this is exactly why some people might want to punch you in the face when you were repeating over and over again the word Scotty. However, Jason, the official unofficial muscle of the Scalzo and Brust family, 64270.
No big deal.
Says, I'm not standing for anyone punching my boy anywhere, let alone that money-making face. But we can do a dunk tank. I think that might be a good compromise for everybody.
I actually think that if I was up for a punch in the face, Jason would be like, no, I got this. And he would like sit there and take a punch from me. I'm not asking you to do that, Jason, but I feel like you would do that if I needed you to.
I insist that Scottie Scheffler is boring. However, he is great at golf. Big congratulations
to
him.
Like, what happens if he beats Tiger's record and Jeff's record?
What if he beats
Tiger? What if he has more majors than Tiger and Jeff?
First major yesterday.
Combined.
At
what if he doesn't combine?
He hadn't won in 70 tries prior to 8 weeks ago, and now this guy's going to be the greatest golfer of all time?
He has all the tangibles, all the game.
Intangibles.
So did Rory. Like, again, like, Rory had a money run.
Here's the problem with...
was the next guy.
Yeah,
then,
like, the realistic over-under for career majors for Scottie Scheffler's 2.5.
What does this guy know about golf?
Again, you think about Jordan. I mean, Jordan Spieth won...
Scottie ain't Jordan!
Yeah, he didn't win by, you know, 12 strokes, so I understand. Like, Jordan Spieth won the Masters at 18 under par at a younger age than Scottie, right?
Yes, Scottie's handling success much better than those guys that
he's handling success, because on the green and the 18th green of his very first major,
he was just messing with everyone.
A whole bunch of money and missed two gimme putts that put him to minus 10 instead of minus 12.
He said, hey, I'm up so much, I might as well make this fun.
Like, the run that Spieth had in 2015 made it seem like he was going to win double-digit majors. He won the Masters by 1,000 strokes. He won the U.S. Open, finished a shot out of the playoff in the British Open, and finished second at Whistling Straits in the PGA. Man, this guy, he's won one major since. Like, golf has had such a there's such a depth of talent right now in the world of professional golf to, like, just think that Scottie Scheffler is going to rattle off 19 majors and beat Jack's record is insane.
The Grand Slam's coming first, 2022. We got the PGA, the U.S. Open, and the Open Championship.
I will bet you $1,000 at 10-1. If he breaks Jack's record, I will give you $10,000. If he fails to break Jack's record, you give me $1,000.
No.
It's a very fair bet.
No, it's not.
It's a very fair. 10-1. He breaks Jack's record, you get 10 grand.
Based off Gabe's over-under, the golf guy?
You called him an idiot. You said he didn't know anything.
He doesn't know anything.
1 minute ago, you said he doesn't know anything.
From 6 to 7 on the tee, he's pretty smart. It's during Scalzo and Brust, he sinks to my level and doesn't have the intelligence that he needs to give an over-under for Scottie's career majors.
Why are you doing your Chicago accent in the middle of this?
Are you rattled?
I feel 3-on-1 right now. I feel like 3-on-1.
15-1. I will pay you $15,000
if he breaks that. Give me 50-1.
See, now you don't want to do the bet. That tells
me
you don't believe at all what you're saying.
I just want max payout. 50 grand can go a long way to
I'll
future Benny Child.
20-1, that's as high as I'll go. 20 grand. You win $20,000 if he breaks Jack's record. I win
$1,000. When do I have to pay out? Like once he retires?
I think it's going to be pretty obvious at some point that he's not going to be printing it.
Agree.
Make it 30-1.
No, I told you. I went up to 20. That's it. You're at 20.
Make it 30-1. You got to do.
We're not going to negotiate anymore. If you want it, you can
no,
tell me.
30-1. That's if we'll you want it. Real. That's what we're going to do.
What?
I don't know.
All right. What's going on right now with these guys?
Ben's just really trying to sell us on the Scotty thing because he. Well, first of all, the
but
worst thing that could
like
have happened.
Like, why is he like copying what Scalzo?
Well,
just
he's
did,
taking
like, word for word.
He's taking Greg's. Aaron Rodgers' number one supporter thing
yeah.
and turning it into a Scottie Scheffler thing.
Okay.
And, but, like, he doesn't have the same to back him up.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
He's taking Greg's thing and turned it back on him. So we're in an all-time impasse here.
All right.
I mean,
right.
It's not my thing. It's just that it's like your little brother. When I'm saying things to him, like, that's it. We're there. That's it. Take it or leave it.
Yeah.
Then he says the same thing back to me.
Yeah. That's exactly what it's like.
Yeah, like your little brother would.
800-990-3776. If you're looking to donate to the Mac Fund and help Gabe, text Mac, M-A-C-C. All you Scottie Scheffler supporters out there and Benny believers, you better hit that text line with M-A-C-C.
Do you think people like you more after the first two segments or less?
Well, here's the thing. They may not like me now, but when Scotty wins the Grand Slam, they will.
I can't do it. We're going to talk about Bucks at some point, but we're going to do 1 or 0 next on Scalzo and Brust.
Let's go, Scotty.
You're listening to Bud Light Scalzo and Brust.
Well, it's like how I passed swimming lessons. I can't float, and the first level of swimming lessons is floating. My parents had to convince the teachers to pass me because I couldn't float.
Great.
What happens.
And then I made it to Underwater Explorers.
He cheated in swimming class.
Everything. Josh, everything.
It goes so deep.
Scalzo and Brust.
He cheated
well, Ben
at little
this,
swimmers.
Ben doesn't do this, this,
golden
and this.
Guppies. Golden guppies. Couldn't float. Had to convince them to send me to Underwater Explorers.
Yeah, you were great at Underwater Explorers.
I sure was.
Because you couldn't float.
Subscribe and listen to full show podcasts available free on Apple, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Scotty Scheffler wins the Masters, but Tiger steals the weekend. He makes the cut, plays Saturday, plays Sunday after nearly losing his leg. An electric weekend. Well, not quite electric. Saturday, I feel like the weather kind of put a damper on the whole Masters thing. It just didn't shine as bright. Players were cold. But it was a beautiful Sunday in Augusta. The Bucks solidify the 3 seed in the Eastern Conference. That's better than the 2 seed. They line themselves up for a nice path to the NBA Finals. Once again, we'll continue to talk about both, but right now it's time to play a little 1 or 0.
Are you a 1 or 0?
3-way 1 or 0.
That's the question you have to ask yourself. Are you a yes or a no?
There's no such thing as a gray area. Life is binary. It's just a 1 or a 0.
He is Ben Brust. Gabe Neitzel joining us. Text MACC, M-A-C-C, to 800-990-3776. Help support Gabe and what he is doing. A marathon hosting day for him today. All day long on every single show to complement the 100 holes of golf he will be playing at the Bog coming up in April. What's the date?
April 28th. So we are just 17 days away from the marathon day of 100 holes of golf.
So Gabe sitting in with us today. Ben Brust, myself, Greg Scalzo. All your contestants for 1 or 0. Josh DiMaggio is still your host. He asks us a question. We say 1 for yes, 0 for no. There is no gray area. Joshy, take it away.
A debate took place on the internet following Scotty Scheffler's 4-putt on the 18th hole of the Masters and what the average golfer could accomplish. 1 or 0. You could hold a 5-stroke lead on the 18th hole at Augusta National.
Yeah, I'm a 0 here. The intimidating thing already is the tee box there. It's a very, very narrow tee box. So I'm already scared crapless there. And you saw Scotty even was it Saturday that he went in, or was it yesterday that he went left?
He went left on Saturday.
Saturday, he had to take the one-stroke penalty and got his relief. So there, if I'm doing that, but 100 to 125 yards further towards the tee box, taking a penalty stroke, so I'm at two, and then I'm going to lay up. Then I'm going to miss the green. Then I'm going to chip on the green. It's going to go exactly where I don't want it to go. And I'm going to four putt, and I'm going to blow the lead.
I mean,
I can make an eight. I feel confident I can make an eight.
There's one thing I was wondering here. I can get pretty afraid of the driver. Things can go real haywire in this situation. What if I go like
I thought seven iron off the tee?
Right. What if will you let me go? No, there's no guarantee.
We'll chunk the seven iron.
You need an eight. Yeah. To win it.
Eight to win it. I mean, because let's face it. If you go to a playoff, you can't win in the playoff.
No, that is a true statement. Greg will go snowman, snowman, birdie. And then snowman, 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 birdie, birdie.
I'm good at getting an eight. I can get me an eight on that. I'm a one here. I think I could do it. Like, you can't be on the edge of, like you have to also know how to play bad golf in order to do that. And I play bad golf well. I don't play good golf well, but I play bad golf well.
So you're saying you're trained in eights that you could get this eight.
Like, I'm in the woods. I'm not like, oh, crap, I'm in the woods. I'm like, all right. I'm in the woods.
Here we go. I've been here before.
How do I do this?
I think he's onto something.
The punch might be the best shot I have in my bag because I played at a course for when I was a kid that had a ton of trees. So I was punching out a lot.
What about pine straw, though?
The scary part for me is the green.
Yeah.
It's going to be tough.
That's what I'm saying.
I will say this, though. I've played a number of rounds with it. Greg's a decent putter.
Yes.
I like Greg's. I like your putting stroke.
But if you drop the ball in the middle of like any green at the Masters, Andy North famously said you'd shoot above par just by dropping a ball in the middle of the green.
Yeah, I don't get that. Like, I don't get how they do it. I understand that it's difficult, and that's why I understand what you're saying. I don't get how those guys go ahead and putt as well as they do with greens like that.
You do have a caddy. Like, it's not just you out there.
True.
I think the caddy would help you on the green. Again, all you have to do is get to the green in four and four putt. I think you can do it.
All right.
I'm
still a zero.
So Ben's not you're not a good bad golfer. When you're
good.
When you're bad,
I'm just bad.
You just blow up.
That's what I'm saying. I would not
you're
have
the opposite of
I'm
Scottie
the opposite.
Scheffler.
That's why I love him
so much.
You would
be great television.
He embodies everything I want to be as a golfer. Yeah, I'm so glad
when
to be his number one fan.
When you lie about this stuff, you get so much louder when you're
what are you talking
when you're
about?
You're BSing.
I'm always loud. Very proud to be Scottie Scheffler's number
Gabe,
one
you
supporter.
Could probably get what? What's the what? You played Augusta on 18.
Yeah,
I'm you could shoot a six there.
Yeah, I think I could double bogey.
I think you could double.
I feel pretty good about my I feel really good with where my driver's at right now. I think I can get it out to the corner and go from there.
All right.
Yeah. The thing that I think I underrated was the once I get close to that green, I could be rolling all sorts of ways.
It
balls
could
be coming back.
Strokes from 30 yards
right,
in.
Right. Could be coming back at my toes. I could be in a bunker I can't get out of.
I don't think you want to be hitting pitch shots. Like, you got to hit that green from 150 yards out.
That's
like,
where that's I do my best work.
And punch shots.
And punches.
Yeah, great puncher. No one punches like me. Yesterday, 25-year-old Scottie Scheffler coasted to a victory at the Masters in Augusta by three strokes, which included a four-putt on the 18th hole. 8 weeks ago, Scheffler had zero PGA wins and 70 starts, and since then has won four of his last six starts and more than doubled his career earnings. One or zero. The Masters was entertaining.
One. I mean, it was amazing just to be on my couch to root for my favorite golfer. And even when he did have the slightest bit of adversity,
I thought we were moving on from this.
He
told us we were.
Well, Josh asked the question. I'm just answering.
Just answer the question.
I'm answering why it was entertaining. Scottie never wavered. He was a rock solid dude, and I am here to be here for him.
I'll say one, the Masters was entertaining because it always is, but it was the least entertaining than it normally, like, it was less entertaining than it normally is. I like drama, right? Like, I'm not Scottie's number one supporter and just hoping that he comes to a victory. Let me finish. I didn't interrupt you in the middle of your...
We did, though.
Well, you did.
You guys did a lot.
Again...
Hand the air pat on back to me, I did.
All right. Yes, I want drama. I want to see the players struggle and then make comebacks. I want to see movement at the top of the leaderboard. I want to think, hey, there's four or five guys who can be in this. Not, oh, great, Scotty's running away with it. Awesome, Rory made a late run to get five strokes back of Scheffler, and the way he was playing, you knew that was meant nothing. So it was like, you know, Cam Smith, what he did would have been kind of fun to watch with him struggling there with the triple and then a couple birdies late if there was something more to play for. But all of that drama that would have transpired wasn't real drama because Scotty ran away with it. And didn't really have that sort of, you know, that sort of drip when he did it. Like, he didn't have that.
He'll develop it. He's gaining swag by the daily.
I'm a one. It was entertaining for me, but I understand for most people it was a zero because, and I'm just a golf nut. Like, I just love it, soaking in every second of the Masters. So I understand if you're just like a casual golf fan.
Did you take off Thursday and Friday to watch the Masters?
No, I was here.
Well, I guess your show's early.
Yeah.
When it was 3-6, you did take off, right?
Yes, I have taken off when in the past.
Is this
especially that Friday?
Is this leftovers Palermo's crust?
Might be. I got another pizza coming yet.
Did you just eat it?
He did.
Did you just pick that up off the table and eat it?
Woo! It's so screaming good.
That could have been like
a cardboard. Could have been anything.
No, I know Palermo's crust, and that is Palermo's buttery crust.
That's what my 1 year old does. Is just find little things on the floor puts it in her mouth. That's why she gets so sick.
It's on the stream,
and then in turn gets Greg sick.
Yes,
we're good to go. It's Palermo's.
Okay, Ben, for the record, just picked up a crumb on the studio table, in which I don't know 20 people roll through each day. And just decided without any sort of inspection.
Dave's been powered by the pizza today, so I figured it was fresh.
Okay.
I have been powered by Palermo's all day.
Do we have
to decide when I want to put the dinner pizza in?
I was going to say, evening pizza?
I can use an appetizer.
Use a slice?
Yeah.
It's not about you anymore. It's about the Scalzo and Brush family.
No, hey, we got plenty. Hey, Palermo's decided to power us. They're powering the office. There's plenty of Zada going around in the freezer, my friend.
Also, you can get nice things when you just add a patio door.
Appleman in the Orchard chimes in, 800-990-3776, says, okay, normally I would like to hear about a variety of sports, however, Benny is driving me nuts. Get back to the Packers, Appleman in the Orchard. Hilsey says, thanks to Ben, this episode is a record personal best for me for number of times thrown up in my mouth.
Congratulations.
Yeah. So, well done, Ben. I think that, I don't know if that's what you're going for right now. I can tell you're trying to anger me, but you might be angering everybody.
No, I just thought
here.
I nailed the transition there. I finally figured it out.
I'm going to tell everybody about LabCorp. LabCorp Clinical Trials, labcorpclinicaltrials.com. That's where you can go to find a variety of clinical research studies where you can get paid good money to help improve the health and lives of everybody. So get your head in the game and participate in a clinical research trial with LabCorp. Right now, studies looking for healthy, non-smoking men aged 18 to 6. You good? I can hear you. I can hear you talking.
I can hear you talking when I do read sometimes. You power through.
But you're loud right now because you're all amped up. You're like a kid who had too much sugar. I can literally hear you. I can hear what you're saying right now.
I'll whisper to Josh. You know what? I'll just shut up.
Just wait 20 seconds and we're going to go to break. You can talk to him there. LabCorp Clinical Trials, they have a study looking for non-smoking adults age 18 to 60. One clinic stay of 6 nights. Compensation up to $3,200 provided for time of participation. Another study looking for healthy non-smoking men age 18 to 55. Join at their clinic for 4 separate stays totaling 28 nights and 1 follow-up call. Compensation up to $12,600 over 12 grand for that one. Check out all the available studies. See if it's your schedule. See if it's your profile. LabCorp Clinical Trials.com. That is LabCorpClinicalTrials.com. Bucks have the easiest path I think you could have to an NBA Finals. What is their biggest threat? We'll hit it next on Scalzo and Brust.
You're listening to Bud Light Scalzo and Brust.
What was your favorite thing to do in third grade, Ben?
Third grade? So third grade, no. I got in trouble.
No.
Greg's walking out of the studio. I got this, guys. Don't worry.
Scalzo and Brust.
I got in trouble because I took scissors and I cut the person I sat next to's shirt.
What?
In order to make up for it, I then took the teacher out for lunch with my mom, sucked up, you know, and I was like really stuck.
Whoa.
Like, she knew I wasn't a bad kid. I just made a mistake, lapse of judgment. It basically just gave me a slap on the wrist and said, don't do that again. And then Kelly O'Kelly and my mom and I went out for lunch in third grade.
This is the problem with America today. Your parents, your teacher, nobody's hating. Like, you don't think consequences exist for your action. And then you continue to just leave a path to destruction behind you while everyone else picks up the damn mess.
Whoa.
Subscribe and listen to full show podcasts available free on Apple, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Matt, the official, unofficial geologist of the Scalzo and Brust family. Matt from Milwaukee chimes in.
Need a geologist.
He asked the question on the First Midwest Bank Talk and Text Line. First Midwest Bank, a division of Old National Bank. What did Joshy end up doing? Birthday party with his new girlfriend or couch potato in Masters? Josh DiMaggio famously last week was put in the crosshairs of a...
Ultimatum?
No, there was no ultimatum. No. It was a quandary, I guess you could call
it. A decision.
And,
a pickle.
A pickle, and Josh was forced with either going with his girlfriend to one of her friend's birthday parties.
Yuck.
On Saturday, new relationship, showing up, meeting the friends, being a good boyfriend, showing that he cares, or being at home in his underwear eating Cheetos, watching the Masters alone.
Josh, I had cereal in there as well.
What did you ultimately choose?
I stayed home and I watched the Masters bell to bell. First tee, featured group all the way through the end of the day.
Sounds it was like a glorious day, Josh.
Did you change your underpants?
I did shower. I did change my underpants. I did not have any Cheetos. I almost did buy Cheetos just to take a picture for you guys. But I didn't want to eat Cheetos that bad.
What are you snacking on watching Masters Saturday?
I honestly didn't do a ton of snacking.
Well, then you didn't live.
I did a lot more drinking.
Ooh,
yeah.
Just Bud Lights, Joshy?
About 12 of them.
Okay. So you did do a lot of snacking. It was just in liquid form.
It was liquid form, yeah.
Yeah,
I liquid snacks.
Correct.
12 is a snack?
Well, I mean, some of those are dinner, some of them are snacks.
Yeah. No, I know, it's Josh. I
spread them out over, you know, that's a long day of golf.
Yeah, from first
from bell to bell?
Yeah. To my knowledge, and I saw the girlfriend on Sunday. We spent the day together. Everything's good.
So she came over and watched the Masters with you on Sunday?
She did. She brought her own book and was reading while I watched the Masters. But we had some lunch together, spent some time together. It was great.
Really?
Sounds like you spent some really quality time together.
The inflection on the voice saying it was great makes me a little nervous.
No, at no point did I get, okay. there was no underhanded comments. There was nothing that made me go, maybe it would have been better if I would have been there. I think the it's okay, believe it or not, truly meant it's okay.
I'm not buying it yet.
Homer walked in today and the first thing he said to me, he said, so what'd you do? And I explained to him that I stayed home and I said, yeah, everything's good. We hung out yesterday. And he said, he called it now. He said, she's the one. So when I laughed and then he came back 2 minutes later and says, actually, I don't know. You might be crazy, but she seems like the good one so far. And I said, hey, that's unfair with what you know. Yeah.
Is she
Josh.
The one?
I knew you were going to ask that. I'm not answering that question.
Do you have any follow-ups, Ben?
Why won't you answer that question?
Because we are 2 months into a relationship.
Well, I mean, do you believe in love at first sight?
No.
Why not?
Because I think that's fairy tale.
Man, you have a cold heart.
Girl,
I'm a realist.
Man.
Yeah. Pete.
I still believe in love at first sight.
Well, big kudos to Josh DiMaggio for giving hope to men everywhere that they could sit at home pounding 12 Bud Lights on a Saturday and avoid their girlfriend's friend's birthday party. Which,
just
by
get
the
a vasectomy
way,
next time. Isn't that what people do? Around the Masters and then still be tournament?
They just get an awfully large sacrifice to make.
Just and vasectomy don't usually go together.
For Michael Scott in The Office, he got it snip snap. He got it reversed. Like, you can reverse it, right?
You can reverse it, but
I think you're underplaying what a vasectomy entails right now.
I just know some people who've gotten vasectomies and then still had kids.
Manic Benny is on another level today.
Okay, how is this possible? So, I've been on the radio here. I have been in this room or the other little studio for the last 9 hours and 57 minutes. How is he the one that's punch drunk? How is he the one that's acting like he's pulling an all-nighter, like he's gotten to midnight at a sleepover
and
he's 8 years old?
It's because of you, Gabe, because there's a new friend over at the sleepover.
I'm showing
and he's
off.
Excited about it.
This is great.
And he's like, this is awesome. I'm going to go ahead and...
I also feel like when I take over and you're here, like, Greg can't yell at me in a break. So stay around as long as possible. So he doesn't yell at me.
I can still yell at you because I have wanted to get to the Bucks. I've teased it 4 times now in the first hour of the show.
I got a great Bucks take.
They end up losing. Let me guess. They've got a good chance of winning it all.
Did you see my notes?
Hey, we don't have to do the Bucks segment now.
I just love the fact that they lost their way into the 3 seed. Like, it was the best move possible, the best loss you could possibly have at Cleveland yesterday. They beat Detroit on Friday night. I thought they were going to throw that game, too, but they didn't. They tried a little harder than I anticipated. Actually played Giannis, and then yesterday at Cleveland, they end up losing. They get the 3 seed. They avoid Brooklyn in the first round. If they win and the Celts win, you'll get them in the second round. You would rather have the easier matchup in the first round, in my opinion, and lose home court in the second round than vice versa.
But you also may end up with home court in the second round if the Nets beat the Celtics, which is very much a possible thing.
Agree, but I'm saying when you're looking at the benefits of being that 2 seed, it's no matter what, in that second round, you have home court advantage.
Correct.
And so you lose that now, where if the Celtics beat the Nets, which I know a lot of people are going to look at that as potentially them as the underdogs in that. However, I do think that the Celtics are better than people realize based on how they've played the last half of
the
year.
They're the hottest team in the NBA.
Yes.
And, under the radar.
And then, but I still think that you would rather have this path, have the easier round one matchup, and then...
They played the Brooklyn Nets last year in the second round, you know, and they were able to find their way to an NBA championship. Who knows if the Heat get knocked out as the 1 seed? They've been kind of up and downs at times and not reliable, bringing guys in and out. So, like you said, you couldn't ask for a better way. The Bulls literally have no answer. No answer for
Giannis. I don't even want to talk about that matchup. It's done.
But that's
it's
the
over.
Thing. That's the thing. It was when you and I used to make fun of the fact that, the Pistons? I feel like we played them 8 times in the regular season. Now we got 4 more in the playoffs. This is amazing. That's what the definition is of beating the Bucks in 3. Or excuse me, beating the Bulls in 3.
All right. Got it.
It is.
I know, but you have no, we're good. We're going to, are you ready?
I'll just say it is.
Buy more, save more. When you?
Just add a patio door.
That's right, Benny. Right now, Pella Windows and Doors in Wisconsin. The more windows you buy, the more you'll save when you...
Come on. Just add a patio door.
Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin makes it easy. So now through the end of the month, buy 3 Pella Windows. You'll save $500 when you...
Just add a patio door.
Buy 6, save $1,000 when you...
Just add a patio door.
Buy a dozen Pella windows, save $2,000 when you... Say it with me now.
Just add a patio door.
Very good, everyone.
And of course, I've been telling you about it, the amazing work they've done on my home, busting out windows, putting in doors. Oh, it looks so good. And they've got 6 full lines of windows, from traditional to contemporary, from vinyl to wood, and of course, impervious fiberglass. Don't forget about the financing. You have styles to fit any home and financing to fit most any budget. So buy more, save more. And you just add that patio door only through April 30th. Set your free consultation today. PellaWI.com/radio. PellaWI.com/radio. NFL draft coming up in a few weeks. Packers being linked to wide receivers left and right. What do you want to see the Packers do? 800-990-3776. We'll hit it next on Skelzel and Brust.